Welcome to the EV Bids Podcast. This is Rod Stuckey, and I have here with me Tori Hornsby. Welcome, Tori.
Hey, welcome. Good to be here.
So in this episode, we're going to be covering the importance of ensuring that you're actually going to receive the $4,000 tax credit after you purchase a used EV, because there's just a lot of misinformation, misunderstandings, and confusion that comes from dealers who really don't understand the process. And there's ultimately going to be some very unhappy customers when they do their taxes at the end of the year, only to find out that they're not going to receive the $4,000 used EV tax credit. So before we jump in too deep here, Tori, I think we should just kind of cover the basics. So just starting out, what are the individual eligibility requirements for the used EV tax credit?
So pretty simple. This is out there. You can find this just by doing a search of used EV tax credit. You'll find the IRS site for this. But they are, number one, that you're buying the vehicle for personal use and not for resale. Number two, you're not the original owner. And that one's in place so that they make sure that you don't like try to pull a shenanigan of sell it to somebody, buy it back at the tax credit. They don't want you to be the original owner. That you're not claimed as a dependent on anybody else's tax return. And so we have done a lot of deals where we use family members who are purchasing the vehicle. But if a family wanted to have their son buy the car and they're dependent on the parents' tax returns, they're not eligible for the tax credit. And they can't have claimed this tax credit within the last 3 years before the purchase date, which is not an issue because almost nobody has, obviously, but you can do it once every 3 years. And then lastly, there is an income cap that they've put in place of if your adjusted gross income. And this income cap, a lot of people don't understand, is can be on your what your adjusted gross income was for either the current year that we're currently in, like what you'll file on your tax return next year, or last year's taxes that you filed for this year on your returns. And the caps are $150,000 adjusted gross income for married filing joint or for a surviving spouse, and $112,500 for heads of household, and then $75,000 for all other filers. So those are the individual eligibility requirements.
Yeah, it's a lot, but it's we have some links on our website at evbids.com that you can see all this in writing. And before we jump into the vehicle requirements, I do want to just clarify, when you're searching this, the IRS actually calls this the used clean vehicle credit. They call it, it's clean vehicle credit. Mm-hmm. And so we tend to refer to it as the tax credit because that's what it is. And it just makes more sense to call it a tax credit, but they call it a used clean vehicle credit. And I think that is a little bit confusing because clean vehicles typically mean vehicles that are clean because you wash them.
Right.
So we like to say tax credit, you know, rather than clean vehicle, because, you know, you've just put a wash and wax on it, it's clean. So anyway, just want to clarify that. But Tori, jumping into the vehicle requirements, we just talked about the individual buyer eligibility. Tell us about the vehicle requirements.
So the first one is that the sales price has to be $25,000 or less. And the second thing is that the model year needs to be at least 2 years earlier than the calendar year that you're buying it. So we're here in 2024. So a 2022 and older vehicle is eligible. Thirdly, it can't have already been transferred to a qualified buyer since August 16th of 2022. So if it had transferred to a qualified buyer, say in January of 2023, it would not be eligible. And that's one of the things that we check whenever we are looking at a vehicle's eligibility, is we go through and look at the sale history to be able to determine if it's eligible based on who it's transferred to. And it has to weigh less than 14,000 pounds. By the way, there's a lot of misunderstandings. I was reading a post the other day and they're like, each battery pack in a Cybertruck weighs 8,000 pounds, and there's two of them, and it's just not true. So you can look at the weight of a vehicle. These EVs do weigh more than an internal combustion engine vehicle, but typically it's, you know, 1,000, 1,500, maybe 2,000 pounds total. But the vehicle has to weigh less than 14,000 pounds, which is pretty much every EV falls under that category. And it needs to have at least a 7 kilowatt hour battery, and the primary use needs to be within the United States. So those are the vehicle eligibility requirements.
Okay.
And lastly, just real quick, one last thing that's very important. It has to be purchased from a licensed dealer. So that's very important. It has to be purchased from a licensed dealer.
Okay. So speaking of the having to be purchased from a licensed dealer, which makes sense because that's their system for reporting. If someone fits the criteria above and they buy an eligible used EV from a licensed dealer, they can get the used EV tax credit when they file their taxes, or can they get it right away at the point of sale?
So the answer to that is maybe. But for a lot of dealers who are selling these and saying, yeah, this vehicle's eligible and you can just file it, just add it on your when you file taxes at the end of the year and you're good to go. The answer to that is no. Because that's where all this misinformation is, because dealers, they just simply don't understand and they're missing some very important steps. So first, in order for the vehicle and the individual to be eligible for the transaction, at the time of sale, the dealer is required to give information on the vehicle's qualification. So they have to say, yes, it's eligible. They are doing that part. So they're handling that part. But second, the dealer must also register online and they have to report the vehicle details and the individual's details to the IRS in the used clean vehicle tax system. You know, that's something that we do. We go in there and we have to register and put in all of the information. And if a dealer doesn't do that, then the vehicle's not eligible for the tax credit. And then thirdly, the dealer has to reply essentially a receipt that says that they have submitted for the tax return. And so those are the three requirements. Dealers are doing one of them. And again, they're not doing the other two. And they're not trying to scam people, just to be clear here. Dealers aren't intentionally doing this. They're just misinformed. They haven't gone through all of the hoops. They haven't done all of the necessary steps to register and get all this done. And they're just ignorant on this process. Therefore, they're telling people, hey, the vehicle's eligible and you can just put it on your tax returns. It's good to go. And that could not be farther from the truth.
Yeah, that's a big one. So just to kind of recap, you know, at a high level, what we're seeing is a lot of dealerships, and this goes both ways. We're seeing dealerships that are like small independent mom and pop dealers that just aren't really, you know, taking the time or aren't sophisticated enough, have the manpower, the resources to go through all of the red tape and the hoopla from the IRS. And so they're just taking it a high level and saying, hey, it's $25,000 or less are eligible. Yes, this battery Tesla Model 3 is $25,000 or less. It's eligible. All you got to do is go to your CPA next year and file it on your taxes. You're good to go. So we're seeing that from a lot of like mom-pa independents who don't understand the red tape. And then on the flip side of that, there are some really large dealer groups out there that specialize in ICE vehicles. And you know, they're pumping out 200, 300, 400, 500 vehicles, you know, ICE vehicles a year or a month. And they've been doing this for years and years and years. And they're just not really interested. It's not worth their time to go through the red tape for these tax credit vehicles on a very, what realistically is a minute fraction of a percentage of their business. And so they too are telling buyers that, yeah, it's under $25,000. You can file it on your taxes. You're good to go. So we're seeing that from both sides. And to your point, Tori, it's not intentional. There's no one trying to scam anyone. It's just that This is the IRS, and there's always systems and processes and red tape. So, okay, so moving on here, Tori, if the buyer and the vehicle are eligible and the dealer reports the sale, the buyer can get the used EV tax credit, correct?
Potentially. And so here's another step that is hugely misunderstood. So there are two ways to get the tax credit from an individual. Number one, and this is the way that you just should do it, is that the buyer can transfer it to the dealership and they can receive it immediately applied to the purchase of the unit. So you're buying a car for $24,000, the tax credit comes in, we apply the $4,000 to the sale of the car. And that's the first way to do it. The second way to do it is to wait and not transfer it immediately and to include it on your when you file taxes. That you can do that. However, if you don't transfer the tax credit to a dealership, the tax credit becomes non-refundable, meaning that you can't get back more on the credit than you owe in taxes. So if you owe Uncle Sam more than $4,000 and you file your taxes, you get all $4,000, the full tax credit. They'll apply towards what you owe. However, let's say that you only owed Uncle Sam on your tax returns $1,500. You were eligible for the $4,000 tax credit. You owe $1,500. They go, okay, it's non-refundable, but we can put that $4,000 towards your credit balance that you owe us, and your $1,500 is wiped away, meaning you'd only get $1,500 of the tax credit that you could have gotten $4,000 of. And then lastly, let's just say that you're actually going to get a money back. You're going to get a refund when you file your taxes. You put in the tax credit information, you don't get a dollar. You don't get a cent because it's not refundable. The $4,000 is non-refundable if you don't transfer it to a dealer. The good news is if you transfer it and get it applied to the purchase price, then it doesn't matter what you owe. It's refundable. Here's $4,000. Here you go. And it doesn't have anything to do with how much you owe on your taxes. So you'd really be a fool to wait and file. I mean, it's like signing up for your own butt whooping anyway to do that. So why would you wait and do that? But with that said, whenever you do your taxes, you will, a good tax accountant or the tax software, if you do it yourself, is going to ask you, did you buy a used EV and get the tax credit? And you're going to say yes. And so you don't have to jump through a bunch of hoops to tax return, but you do need to disclose that you bought a used EV and you got the $4,000 tax credit. It won't impact your taxes, but you need to disclose that.
And can you apply any excess credit to future tax years?
So you mean like I still owe the Uncle Sam $4,000 from last year, so I'll just file it now? No. Yeah. No, you can't apply it to past or to future tax years. It's only in the year that you are, you know, so they don't hold on to it for future or can use it for the past. It's for this year. So you just need to transfer it to the dealer and get it immediately.
Yeah. So to recap, there's two ways you can file it on your taxes a year from now and possibly not get it all, or you can use a dealer and file it and get a discount at the point of sale. And that was a big change at the beginning of January 1st, 2024, was the fact that you could get a discount at the point of sale through a registered dealer. Essentially, you know, we're calling it a tax credit. They're calling it a clean vehicle credit, but it's a discount basically, if the vehicle qualifies and you qualify, it's $4,000 right off the top, which is a huge win for both the buyer and the seller, because the seller's being able to get more of a premium price, especially in this market where we're seeing, you know, a lot of depreciation. And it's a win for the buyer because they're getting a $4,000 discount right at the point of sale. And so, you know, with all this said, this is what EV Bids, this is what we do. We specialize in private party EV sales, and being a licensed dealer, that means, you know, we're regulated and bonded by the state of Georgia. We have a state issued surety bond that protects our customers and guarantees compensation for final harm if we were to fail to comply with any licensing regulations set forth. So specifically, the bond protects our customers in the event that any, you know, that we engage in any acts of fraud or fail to pay required taxes and fees. And while we would have never allowed this to happen, our customers can feel confident and trust that EVBIDS is committed to safe, secure, and scam-free private party deal closings. And so what that means, if you're a private party out there and you're looking to sell your EV, you can engage EVBIDS. We're a registered dealer with the IRS. We'll process the transaction. We'll handle it. We'll handle all of the paperwork and the financial transaction to ensure everything is safe and secure. And you don't really have to worry about all this red tape. You can also submit to us vehicles and we'll check the eligibility of them. If you're looking to buy or looking to sell, you can reach out to us at info@evbids.com. And we'll be happy to check the eligibility for both the buyers, you know, or the sellers. So, with that, that's about wraps up this session, Tori. That was good.
Yeah.
Parting comments here. Did we miss anything?
No, I think we covered everything. You need to buy from a dealer. Go ahead and get the full transfer now. If somebody tells you to put it on your tax return later, they're likely ignorant and don't understand that they still have to jump through some hoops and report it to the IRS. And if they don't do that, you don't get the tax credit. And we're happy to jump in and help you and ensure that everything is good. Allow us to broker your deal and we'll dot all the I's and cross all the T's for you. So this is a down and dirty quick one, but we're just seeing so much of this misinformation out there on marketplaces from dealers who are listing cars and don't understand the consequences. There's going to be a lot of heartbroken people when they come to file taxes at the end of at the beginning of next year.
Yep, exactly. So, yep. If you have any questions, reach out to us at info@evbids.com and we appreciate it and we'll see you next time.